This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, May 31, 2008. Members of God's family. The scripture is Ephesians 3, verses 14 and 15. I kneel before the Father, from whom His whole family derives its name. While reading this month's devotions, there may have been times when you felt left out. Perhaps you have no spouse, no children, no other family members close by. You're alone, spending most of your time by yourself. Perhaps you're wishing you could be part of some family structure. But when you're a Christian, of course you are part of a family, God's family. All of us, regardless of our circumstances in life, are fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, as Paul says in Ephesians 2. You and I have been adopted into God's family and have become God's children. God's family becomes visible on earth through His church. If you are no longer able to join God's people on Sundays, make sure God's family comes to you. Let someone know about your loneliness and ask them to spend time with you so that you can enjoy your family. God's family on earth, the household of faith, must go out of its way to include people who are alone. We are to bear each other's burdens, and we must see that those who have no family or who are confined to their homes are regularly reminded that they are part of the family of God. If you are able, make a call, invite someone to your home, or send a card to someone in your church who does not have the blessing of a family. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, thank you for making us a part of your family through our Lord Jesus, and help us as your family to include people who feel left out. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.